So good.
Yeah, it is. And I feel strongly, I really feel very strongly about this, that since we are presented with an opportunity here in the middle of a Masechta Yevamos, which is about all the difficult concepts, we have a Gemara which talks about two inyanim chashuvim ma'od back to back, the mitzvah of Tochacha and the Easter of Sheker with certain dispensations, that we treat this with no less iyun. I repeat, with no less iyun than we treated the sugya of Geirus, and we treated the sugya of Kiddushei Tos, and we treated the sugya of Isurei Kohuna. This is Torah. I'm sometimes guilty of just sort of glossing, oh, it's too long, forget about it. So this time I decided, believe that, we have to go into it in more detail. That's what I'm up to, and if you're in the Mara Makom is going ahead of me, that's wonderful. I'll catch you. But so I want to go a little further into the sugyas, which we left off a little bit in the middle of yesterday. Rabosai, let's go first to sugyas Tochacha, which comes first. The idea of mitzvah shalolomar, dover sheno nishma. And we spent, as we know, quite a bit of time on it, but we're not fully finished with it. You may remember we did a Ramah. The Ramah in Siman Tov Reish Ches, it's on the Maram HaKomis, talks about the issue of Tochacha in the context of women who were not keeping Tosefes Yom HaKippurim and Mutar Shiyu Shogim, Vayu Mezidim. So, we mentioned that the Oroch HaNer had a cash against the Nebuka Yosef, who made a distinction between Yochin and Rabin. Because the pasuk which Agamar quotes is the pasuk of Yochid. So he says the Shalos is right. The Shalos says, if you know that the Avera, if he knows an Avera, keep giving Tofoch out to the Hakor. If he says it's not an Avera, then you say nothing. It seems to me, as I told you yesterday, it's like the Urayim, that if he thinks it's not an Avera, it's the equivalent of Shogeg. Omer Mutter is like. It's like Shogeg. But what I did find, Rabbi Osei, one of my secret weapons I have in my house, the fancy Numish Taburus, I pulled it out of Hilchos Yom Kippur. This is the Oz V'Hodor edition, which I own because when we learned these gentlemen, Mora Shakol, some years back, I actually bought it. Then just stop buying these things. You end up with bookshelves, you know, between the Masifta Gemaras and the Oz V'Hodor Mishnah Berurahs by the same company, you can fill up a whole wall like this. You know, I haven't been in this farm so yet. I'm afraid to go in. What does it end? Maybe I'll wait till then. Once you go in there, you know, okay, I have no room in my house. But Baruch Hashem. So over here, he says that he quotes a Rashba, which I think is very, very instructive. There's the Rashba on that Gemara, Masechta Beitza, on that flamage, and I didn't know the Lush of the Rashba. I looked up the Rush that I had seen, but I didn't open up the Rashba. And here he quotes the Lush of the Rashba on that Mishabur that we spent time on. Mishabur says cut and vav, if you recall. It says over there, this is between Shogeg and Mezid, etc., etc. He quotes the Lush of the Rashba in Masechta Beitza. On daf lamed, which says lo mashma lehula inchi. See in the Mishnah Berurah here in Sifkan Vav, if you look on the Sharatzian Vav, Rashba Beza daf lamed. On the side of the these new Gemaras, these new Mishnah Berurahs, rather they quote the lashon of the Rashba. Here is what they call over here the Mishnah Sharatzian Sifkan Yud Beis, and I read you the lashon. Is Lush of the Rashba. What about Tosefes? It's not Beferish in Pesach. It says the Rasha, Tanush Nafsh Yosefin. V'holo mashma lehu l'inchi. People don't realize that in the Erev at Erev is Tosefes Yom Kippur. V'kilahu. And because it, how was it translated v'kilahu? V'kil means v'kal. Lehu means lahem. I might just translate it. V'kal lahem. What does v'kal mean? Light. They take it lightly. Why take it lightly? They don't really believe it's pshat. And then it says, Vishogin v'lo mezidin. So the Rashba is the one who who anticipated what the Shalom would say later, and in fact, as I explained it, that Omer Mut was like Shogeg. They say, it's not, come on, that's not Pshat. Erev and Erev means from the time the sun sets to the time the sun sets. Don't give me this business that means Tosefes, even though which is a Drashas Chazal. Okay, but that's an interesting concept. I said, since the source over here is all the way in the Rashba, it's important to know that what we had to discuss a little bit is already in the Rashba. Oh, that's point number one I wanted to bring to your attention, which I didn't know until I opened up the safe. But then I saw a few other important things. We had this Tashbates, which is also quoted in the Shaar Tzion at some length, Chelek Beis Simen Mem Zayin. And he said, the only time is Hebut Neshu Shogin, Shinis Rabu Harbe Shogin Bedover, and he quotes Cheskas Abad and Dav Samch, Rabu Purushin B'Yisro. So I have to say, Eschatoi and Imaskir, I wasn't looking too carefully in the source. And here he quotes the entire source on the side. I'll read it to you. Tana Rabbanan, this is something you know where you have this, Rabbi Osai? I'll show it to you. It's open the Gemara Yevamos. I shouldn't think the Gemara should stay closed the whole day. Open the Gemara Yevamos. We had it just a couple of weeks ago. But we learned the Sugya Pruravu. It's the same Gemara. We saw it in the Mordechai. If you have a good memory, the Mordechai. Turn to the Mordechai. The Mordechai wanted a pater to say why we don't force people to get married nowadays. Remember that one? Take a look. It's at the end of Simen Nun in the Mordechai. And I'm going to read you from the Gemara from the beginning. But the Gemara says that it's misleading. It quotes the beginning of the Gemara. Rabu Prushin B'Yisroel Shlolechel Basel V'Lishnus Yayin. Then he quotes the first line of the Gemara. There were those who stopped having meat and wine. But the Gemara says, you know, after the Mikdash was Charev, we should have made a Gzeirah on ourselves to stop having meat and wine. We should have. But Ein Rov Tzivichom Lavanva. And then it says, now that we can't keep the Torah anymore, right? Dinhu, now look to the Mordechai in the Simen Nun. Dinhu, picks it up over here, Chesed Zabat in the last few lines of Simen Nun. Dinhu Shenigzer Al Atzmenu, Shalol Yisra Yishiv, Shalol Olid Banim. Ella, look what he says over here. Shein Gozun Gzeir Al Atzibur, Elim Ken Rav Atzibuch Ol Lamadbo. That's the Gers in the Gemara, which is found over here in the Mordechai. However, if you look in the Tashbates, he quotes exactly the same Gemara, word for word. Well, the comments in that last line, by the way, it's on Samach Amud Beis, the last line in Baba Basra. And I have to tell you, I was privileged to learn Cheskes Abatim in Kerlul in our yeshiva. My first year in the Kerlul was Rabbi Aaron Lichtenstein Shalita, who was my Rosh Kerlul. And this is the last Chabur of the year. We finished, I still remember like yesterday, that we're going back now. Ooh. 42 years and change when he said the Shia, but I still remember it because it was out of character a little bit also. He was saying Chazokis and Migus and Robes and all sons of all about when he allowed to tell, you know, when he allowed to give Tochacha. This is because it comes up. The Girsa we have is not the Girsa which we just read in the Mordechai. I'm looking here at the bottom. Ella, the last line, literally the last line. Hanachlam the Yisrael, Mutam Shushogin Ve'ayu Mezidi. Either Mordechai had a different Girsa, if you want to look it up in some other sources, or it's a typo, I'm just telling you, it's right over here. Mutam Shushogin Ve'ayu Mezidi. So that's what Rabban Shalita said, the whole Chabura based on that. He quoted Agamar and Yevamos. It was all a question of the relationship with the various Sugis. In any event, so based on the Girsa which the Tashbates have, which is printed in our Shas Vilna, so he comes up with a very big Kiddush. That Mutav Shishogah may be limited to these cases where everyone's getting married, everyone's having children, even we should really officially not have any children. But then you say Mutav Shishogah. After that is the context. Where else is the context? You know, the women who are all not careful about what? About Tosefes Yom Kippur, because they just, you know, we just saw why. They never heard of this thing. Me'erev ad erev tishmisu shabbatchem. They didn't know what it really was, and therefore they. It wasn't just that one individual was remiss. Apparently it was something which many, many people didn't worth observing. Okay? And where else is this found in Shas? Rabosai, it's found in one more place, in Shabbos, Kuf Mem Ches Omid Beis. what happened over there? Said over there like this. It's a din in the Gemara, interesting Gemara. A person shouldn't stand by the edge of the Rishus HaYachid. We're afraid something's going to fall out. It's going to go into the path to Rishus HaYachid. He's going to bring it. That people are doing it. Everyone is doing it. Hanachlan Yisrael. So the Tashbetz will say, the reason why is because everyone's doing it. As Lashon of the Gemara is Chazinan Lehu Leinshi. Not just one person, two people. It means that many people are doing it. So only if many people are doing it, according to the Tashbetz, you need the majority to do it. Because the word kol uses in one place. So then and only then does this principle apply in Fiat Tashbetz, but only a small number are doing it. Then on the contrary, we should tell them so that the majority shouldn't learn from the mistaken minority. Again, I'm not sure it's 51%, they're conflicting with the Shinas and the Yugim, as we saw on the screen in the Lashon of Tashbetz a couple of days ago. So I just wanted to bring this to your attention that I was remiss and I hadn't looked up the source myself. My mistake. Oh. But now, Rabbi Osai, something which I thought was the most important thing that I saw over here in this new sandwich I wanted to share with you. Most important thing. And that is as follows. We spoke about a difference between a Rabbim and a Yochid. And we never really fully explained it. Yeah, it's true. I told you by saying, well, Amisecha is a Yochid. Right? But it's more chomer. But the question, of course, becomes, you know, why? Why should it be that way? You know? Why should it be that way? We don't really understand fully why it should be that way. So here, in this beautiful new Mishnah Berurah, they give a very remarkable answer. I think it's the correct answer. I really think it's the correct answer. And I'm so grateful that I was able to remember that I had to save it in my house to look it up. If you want to look up yourselves, it's what they call over here, what they call Tziyuna V'Ha'aras, Mem Vav and Mem Zayin. What's it going on? It's going on the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is Sivkot and Ches and Tes, which we had already seen, I think 2 days ago, where the, if you remember, the Ramah said, I'll read you the Lashon. Ramah says, Yodeya, Sheidvarav Nishmoim, Lo Yoma, Barabim, Lo Hochichen, Rak Pamachas. Okay, so what's pshat? The yodeya before is also yodeya. It's not a new thing. You make a distinction between yoch and rab. Rak pamachas, and look at this now. Ulai yishnu. Wait a minute. We said before he's sure, 100% sure, they're not going to listen. So what do you mean ulai yishnu? How do you explain this, Rabbi Osai? You said before he's sure they're not going to listen. Yodeya should have nishmoim, and the Mishnah Berurah persists. Ula Yishmu. So what does that mean? It's a tata disaster. What's going on over here? So I believe he explains as follows. I'm giving you the lashon as best I can. Lo nizbor b'divrei Ramah ma'u atam la'avdil la'hevdel shemein rabim liyochid. And the Mishnah Berurah gives no reason either. He gives no reason either. Just no reason. But then on the bottom he gives a reason. Mem Zayin, he gives a reason. What does that mean? He thinks people are not going to listen. But the word yodea means to the best of his understanding. Ein lo lismoch al dato. Don't rely on yourself. V'tzarech lo chichem pamachas. V'oz mishlo yikablu toch achoso. Yizboro bozeh shein vorov nishmoim. V'en otzarech lo chiach od. But if you don't know, you're not sure, even 100 times. And he says, that's Losh to the Ramah. Lo yar betochochos me'acha sheyodeya shelo yishmu elav. What do you mean? Since you told them once and they didn't listen, and even from before he knew, sort of knew, they weren't going to listen. Now, if they didn't listen the first time, that's enough. And he quotes Losh to the Ritva. Abel acha sheyuchichem pamachas. Velo shamu, umakir bahem shlo yishmu od, mitzvah shlo loma lahem klum. That's for rabbin. When it comes to a yachid, he says, I told him 100 times, Yesh adayin makom litlo shlebesof yakama. You got to keep telling him only till he curses you. Once he curses you, then it's his barbe vados. He's not gonna accept. So there's no fundamental difference, Rabos. I think it's 100% true. There's no fundamental lumdish difference between Yochel and Rabbi and Pesukim. No! It's all a matter of psychology. And it fits in Rabos so well with Mashallah. Mashallah, Shallah, that is so quoted. What if Shallah said that an Omer Mutter, right? An Omer Mutter is not going to listen. Because if someone told him it's okay. Who's the someone? What did they say? 50 million Frenchmen can't be wrong. I hear that expression. That means that the Rabbim is doing it. If the Rabbim is doing it, then it must be Mutter. Has to be. So therefore, you say to yourself, they're not going to listen. They're all doing it. You still got to tell them once. You tell them once, and they listen, So they're never, no matter how many, they're never going to listen. But if it's a Yochid, it's only one guy does it wrong. So then, it's not 50, it's only one Frenchman. One Yid. He's doing it wrong. So even though you think he's not going to listen, you told him once, the Taka didn't listen, maybe listen to 101st time. Keep telling him, 101, please let the curse you have. I think it's Emes Lamita. This is the Pshat. And we didn't realize this. I think that's such an insight, which I think is 100% correct. This is the Pshat of the Oz Vahad the Mishnah Berurah. Oz, I don't know who it is. They give you a whole bunch of names at the beginning. Which one of the authors thought of this one? I would love to give credit to a credit is due. Okay? Some Hasidish, I think it's a Hasidish of Jal. Some Hasidish, holy Hasidish Yid. Maybe from New Square, I don't know where they're coming from. There's a whole bunch of people here. Who wrote it? Oroche Abirum Chalikvav gives you six names. I don't know any of them, but I'm sure they're all Choshev Yidin. And it's coming out of New Square. 8 Truman Avenue. If you want to call him up, give me a shikayach. Tell him the Rebbe quoted you. You'll love it. Because if you agree with it, call him, give me a shikayach. Okay? And then find out which of the six people that they have it. Who said it? We can call them up too. Give me a shikayach. I think it's Emes Lamita. I think it's true. Oh. So now, Rabbi Osai, we have a number of other important things to discuss. Number one. It started with the Sefer that I had yesterday, the Halichos Olam. He points out that he left out the din of Mefurish B'Torah versus not Mefurish B'Torah. I'm going to leave it out. The Ramah has it. What's the chutzpah? Leave out of the din in the Ramah. So he explains himself so beautifully. I think he's 100% right. And I'll read you what he says. This is, if you want to look it up later, page Tzadi Dalit. This beautiful Sefer. Here we can give credit where the credit is due. We know who wrote it. Rav Erman Shlita from B'nai Brak, only from New York. We write as follows. I left out this idea, because I can't imagine it nowadays. If it's a davar mefurish, like Chilul Shabbos, you know, the guy's driving on Shabbos, ein matzui chezeh, el b'mi shelo kibul levol Torah karoy at all. So that kind of fellow, Furish, not a furish. Your partner's been giving him tochacha completely. That's the halacha we saw. If it's something which is not some mefurisham, kagom, bittul Torah. You assume that bittul Torah that did the rise of a furish. I don't know. I'm not sure it's even true. That's a furish. Is it a furish in the Torah to learn all the time? Where it said it? I'm just saying as an aside. Where's the furish? Tell me where. Where does it say it? That's first of all, that's in Yoshua, not in the Chumash. Okay, also very nice. You're not going to forget, you're not going to be learning. You're watching the Super Bowl. Where does it say in the Torah you can't watch the Super Bowl? The ads you can't see, that's before Shabbat Torah. Oh, but Yisrael will have versus the Pasuk in Yoshua. You'll say, you know, I don't know, they have a little maritimosam, or a shiam, whatever psukim there are. As you may know, because there's not no amaratim in this room, chas v'shalom, I think Rabbi Menachem said that the person could be Yossi is chiv with kriyash mashachas and kriyash mashacharvis, but don't tell it to an amoritz, because he may remain an amoritz. So I'm just putting that, that's sort of a foolish b'kron, you have to learn all the time, biddle terms. That's in the song. Oh, no, as dvorim. That's a good example. That's Mefurish in the Torah. Well, son which Tamisa, that's Mefurish. I have Mefurish in the Torah. Yom, the people will say, Shemutter. They'll say, yeah. What I'm doing is not really included. Right? So then it may not be amazing. They think it's not, it's different now than it used to be when everyone in the old days, when you ran with Dvar Hashem, they knew whatever was in the Torah. There's a few things that Maratzim didn't know. Tosas Yom Kippurim. The world's changed. I think he's going to do this. This is page Sadi Dalad in this beautiful saying. Okay? I wanted to bring this to your attention as well. Now, next, back to this thing. The Bialacha says, we didn't even have a chance to read this a couple of days when we opened the Mishnah Brura. It says, in the Din Chayav Lochino, even until Kololo Akko, was a Sefer Chassidim. Da'afka ish es ochiv shalibo gasbo. Avlam hoya ish acher shimiochichenu yisnaenu v'yinkla mimenu. Ein lochicho. It's the Magen Avraham. Who quotes from the Sefer Chassidim. It's true. It's true. So the guy is, if you give him Musa, he's going to hate you, and he's going to take revenge in the coming from you, say nothing. Not completely clear, what if he'll hate you and he won't take the coming from you? You know what I'm saying? He says, he'll hate you, and he'll take the coming from you. Why does he mention both? Is it only because both? But if he takes the comment, he doesn't hate you. If that's not enough of a reason not to say anything. So I would say it's either or. That's my read. Otherwise, we need both, yeah?
Maybe it requires two lota essays to outweigh the essay of Tukhata.
Uh-huh. Very interesting pshat, yes. Tov mashnayim and echad. If I have an essay of Tukhata, but if the only way that I will not going to give him the essay of Tukhata, if I'm going to cause him to be over in two avers, Lo Sikom and Lo Sisna. What's wrong with one Aver? Why should I do a Sasei cause him to do a Litzis Lo Sasei? Esi Dochas to be do a Chatula Sasei too. Pashas. Yes?
I mean, are we going to be like so didactic in the way you phrase it? The guy doesn't like you. The guy will like have very strong.
My view is that you're right. It's either one or the other. Either it's the Anu or you come in. But I have to be honest with you, the Lashon of the when he quotes the Sefer Chassidim, which I didn't look up, some tough Yud Gimel, maybe you can look it up there, get an extra insight. I'm not sure if it means one or means both. I just don't know. Or sin will lead to Nekama. Not completely clear to me. My idea, why you would not do it if you stand alone, is based on Rav Shlomo Zalman. Famous to Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's been Chushlomo. It says in the Mishnah Brura, Shlomo actually, you shouldn't give someone food if you know he's not going to wash the tilis of dying for the bread, not going to make a bracha on the food, because it says the Messiah de Ovre Aver. Comes to Rav Shlomo Zalman and says in an amazing tshuva. That's only true. If you don't give him anything to eat, he won't hate you. It's not time to eat. But if he knows that you normally serve tea or bread, and you're not serving him, he's going to come to hate you. So what's going to end up is, instead by trying not to misayah him, to be over nisa the rabbanon of eating bread without washing or eating cookies without barbecue mizanos, you're causing him to be over nisa the raisa of los sisnas achicha b'lavavech. I tell Rabbi Kivega, I tell her once, Rabbi Kivega with the shaving, can I tell her the razor? The man's about to shave with the razor, and the lady should grab the razor. I should say, yeah? No, she's saving him from an additional avera of mashkas as well as nishkas. And if I'm not mistaken, I was on the quotes of Rabbi Kivega. That's why I understood it, as you did, Yitzchak. But I thought even one lav is enough. You can't say, Maya says, don't call you, you'll also say. We don't say, yes.
So, but here, you want to be, it's time to do a lav also, right? So, is there not allowed
at all.
I mean, if
you're
telling the guy to stop
doing allowed. Uh-huh. Yeah, but the question is going to be, will you succeed or not?
You know, only
we're talking about someone who was biyachet chayav l'chicha, even if you know for sure it's not going to listen.
Only because you know it for
that's
sure.
That's what the Mishnah was going on. That's where I was going. That's what I thought. So now, interestingly, you may remember that the goes about another throw. Shloyel pischan peh. When a pischan peh zara should have an excuse. Should I take away his excuse? I'm not sure. We read the baditcha, but why am I take away his excuse? But that's what the Nebuchadnezzar goes said. Take away his excuse. So he says as follows. Although the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef said it when it came to a rabbin, because according to the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef, you have to tell him be yochid no matter what. Keep going. But he suggests the same pischan peh zara would apply over here to a case of a yochid. You should tell him at least once. If once going to come to your standard, you can be better. So he says over there, well, you only tell him once. It's unlikely he's going to come to hate you or to take revenge. Pray tell, come again. He's a tzaddik as hell of a gemara. I've seen situations. He told him once, and he hates you to his dying day, and he really wants to take the cover from you. So you have to analyze each and every case, each and every person, before you jump to his conclusion of B'nai Brak. You tell him once in a nice way, no way he's going to hate you or take the cover. I've been around the blocks in New York, and he's abandoned, thank God, many years ago to go to B'nai Brak. I've been around those bad blocks over here. And, I'm not sure that his description of reality is real here. I hope it's real in B'nai Brak. Hope so. Then he has what I told you yesterday, Tinek Shenishba. So Tinek Shenishba, he writes over here that there's the mitzvah of Ocheach Tochichas HaMisech. I disagree, I told you yesterday. I think it's not HaMisech right now. It's a different in you. The thing is, I told you, Megali also Matov Besos, Kila Molido, the Gemara puts it, in fact, Kavachomer, the mouth of someone with the Tshuva, it's like a Pikuach Nefesh. A Pikuach Nefesh doesn't say, Amisach or Achicha or Yacha. Reb Chaim wouldn't let him down on Yom Kippur because he was trying to save the life of an affirmed atheist, Bundist, communist, whatever he was. That's a famous story of Reb Chaim Briska. When it comes to these things, it doesn't matter if it's Achicha or Yacha or Amisach. That's it. You have to do it no matter what. The Pshuta. So therefore, Kavachom, in the case of a Tinek Shenishba, we should try to do it. But not that it's an actual requirement based upon Hocheach Tochichas HaMisecha Prop. Cain Nireli. So a final note, before we enter the second part of the Shiur about the Inyan of Sheker, is this Rambam that we kept on. So we opened the Rambam yesterday. The Rambam is the one in Perek Vav Halacha Zayin who talks about these Inyanim. But we also have to look in Halacha Ches. And it's an effect quoted in the Mishnah that we saw. As a matter of fact, the Sharatian makes specific reference to this Rambam here in Siman Tov Reish Ches. The very last line on this page, this page of the printed page, Ayin Rambam Pegvav Michos Deas Halacha Ches. We've been learning until now Halacha Zayin. That's what we saw until now. But Halacha Ches, right, reads as follows, and it's quite a remarkable Rambam. In Halacha Zayin that we saw, I hope you also by now was on the Maror Hakomes, someone who's doing the sinning, the mitzvah to bring him back, and you have to do it only in privacy, quietly, soft language. I'm only doing it for your benefit to be in Chayalim Abba. If you accept it, fine. If not, a second time. And a third time, as we mentioned before, Pam Shnia Ushlishis. V'chein Tamin. Didn't say, we saw before it should be only 2 and 3, based on the same Rambam who said the same thing in Hilchos Tshuva. Since I happen to have the Rambam here in front of me, where's the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva? Where he says you have to tell him, ask him 2 or 3 times. Here it is. Perek Beis in Hilchos Tshuva. Halacha Tes. He says as follows. Ask him 3 times for Mechila. Lo Rotza after 3 times. Menicha Maholichlo. You don't go anymore because that's Shlomachlu Achote. Every time you ask him for a 4th and 5th and 6th time, you're making him into a bigger balavera. So that was it Yitzchak who suggested this comparison? The problem here is a little bit, he says, Ram's Lashon is, he said shlishes, v'chein tamid chayav lo chicho. Get an impression from here that it should be up to 100 times, which is, I actually see that the Hagos Maimonides, who quotes 100. Ram didn't say 100, but it's a little bit of a problem. Achi akeu achote, v'yom leni shomei. That's in Zion. Ches. As I said before, you give your rebuke to your friend. Lo yadabe lo koshos. Don't speak to him too harshly. Achi yachli menu. Until you embarrass him. Shenemar. Velo sisa olav chait. You're not allowed to embarrass him, even in private, and certainly in public. Okay? Terrible thing. Terrible thing. you have to be careful not to embarrass your friend in public. Okay? V'chule. This is all Bosin Solovchem. Rabbosai. For this reason, we mentioned yesterday in the Shir, the Bizman has there, Kumi doesn't know what they're going to even give Musar anymore. Yes, sir?
I'm saying that the Rambam is saying, like, up till three times about a specific thing, and Tamid means in general, to that person in general.
I hear what you're saying. But is it before she come up to 100 times? Ram, you know, he didn't say 100, but why would he go against the Beferish Shigamar?
How's those
true? Okay, for that reason, but so the Gemara also know about true. Presumably, you're asking a good question. Don't know. So as we saw the morning Erechen, that I wonder if anyone today, in today's generation, is able to give proper Dochoch, and if not, maybe you shouldn't be giving it, because you may give it. See, he writes over there in Halichas Olam, again, everyone's going to be embarrassed a little bit if you give a Musar. But if you give it a little bit too hard, you're embarrassing unnecessarily, you're in violation of Sisam Chesed, and then maybe you should do nothing. Very hard to have the right balance. Bring it to your attention. Very, very serious problem, Bizman HaZeh. And therefore, perhaps Bizman HaZeh don't give Tochoch anymore at all. I mean, that's what it comes out to. That's what it comes down to, which is quite incredible. Quite incredible. Well, let's go a little bit further. A little bit further. Rabbi Vamurin. B'dvarim shebein adam l'chaveiro. What does that mean? Menchas Chinuch says, "B'dvarim adam l'chaveiro." The chaveiro is me. I'm the chaveiro. So if I'm the chaveiro and you ba'avled me, I have to be so careful not to make it to publicize it, because you know I'm in the gay of a dover. If you babbled somebody else, writes in Minchas Chinuch, in Reish Mem, then that's not considered Menon HaChavero for this restriction. What's the restriction? Menon HaChavero, stop right there, only privately. Ava B'divrei Shamayim, Im Lo Chozer Bo B'Seiser, you gave a Musa B'Seiser, Machlim and also B'Rabim, you embarrass him Rabosai in public. And you publicize his sin. And you rank him out to his face. And you disgrace. And you curse. Nevi'im? We presume did the job well. What's the source for this then? Gam ze poshut. Rabbi Poshut was one of the greatest gedolim we've ever had. Rabbi Poshut says so. According to the Kesef Mishnah. Come on. What does that mean? God was that posh. Give me a source. He gave a source. Nevi'im. It said, look up. It's on the side. I didn't look it up. Maybe you have it in front of you. Nechemia. That's Tanakh. I used to be a. Next time, bring me an Ach. Today, I have a Chumash. Nechemia. It's quoted in the source in the Frak of Rambam. Nechemia. What's the source for this? It tells you to look it up. The Nevi'im. We're doing, right? Yud Gimel Chafei. Okay, I'm not an expert in Sefer Nechemia, I don't know it by heart. I want to check a computer and see what it says there. And apparently the Nevi'im gave him what for? When they weren't conducting themselves after the Musar and Pride, they gave it to him in public. But it's a Gemara. I'm not such a big Tanakh person. Maybe I should be. But that Gemara, I know a little bit. It's a Gemara on both sides. Gemara. And the side also called a Gemara. And this Gemara is a very important Gemara. And let's look at this Gemara right now. There's a Gemara here in Masechta Moed Katan. Quite a remarkable Gemara. And on the side, in this beautiful new Mishnah Berurah, they quote the Tshuva HaRashba, who quotes this Gemara. Tshuva HaRashba. Those want to look it up here, I'll tell you where it is. Second. Schele Gimel Simon Shin Gimel. Quoted what they call here the Mishnah Sharat Siyan Sifkot Yud Gimel. The Dover Sheherdua Mavua Shudaraisa, the over Rosh Gomu Umachinan Lei. Vitalshinon Mimartinon. What does that mean? We protest against him, and we rip out What are we ripping out? Moed Kod Nafta Zayin Amad Alf. What does it say over there?
Shut up.
Whoever left Moed Kod in there? Once in your life? Moed Kod. Nafta Zayin Amad Alf. The Gemara says an individual who, unfortunately, is not conducting himself properly. So, what do? We have to punish him. We have to try to set him straight. Okay? And the Gemara has the following expression. Uminolon, this guy who is presumably in Cherem, the Natsinon Vilaitinon. How do you translate the word Natsinon? That's a good translation. You fight with him, right? Nitzin. Laitinon is recursing. Umachina means you protest against him. Vitalshinon, you pull out. What are you pulling out? What can you pull out from a guy already? You're not going to believe it. Pull out his hair. Vitalshinon Seor. You pull his hair out. In America, we say, oh, I'm pulling my hair out. But in the Gemara, you're pulling someone else's hair out. I've never done that. But this is all the Gemara, Moikon Tezayin, but all that the Rajma quotes in the Tshuva. What's the Chaim? What does it say there? Read it.
Ba'aribi mam ba'akalim ba'akem ehem ha'ashim ba'amritim
ba'ashbiyem
b'lokim titnu b'nosichem l'vnehem.
Ah, intermarriage. They try to quietly say not to intermarriage, but they persist in intermarriage. Pull their hair out. That's what it says in the Pasuk in Nehemiah. That's the Pasuk which is being quoted over here in this very same Gemara. It says Nehemiah is Gimel. And Rashi explains that these are all, the person, Rashi says over here, so the Rambam is assuming, not only the Navi Nehemiah has to do it, everyone has to do it. Or at least everyone who has some say in the matter. You have to be someone who's going to listen to you at least a little bit. That's what it says over here in this Rambam. Wow. Wow! Wow!
So why would they put the Reish Galus case?
I'm sorry. Why? Reish Galus' case, maybe they knew they wouldn't listen. Here they listen. Actually, they divorced their intermarried wives.
So they were embarrassed publicly and all that stuff.
They did. They divorced their intermarried wives. Yeah, they did.
So in this case, he embarrassed them publicly.
And then they divorced them.
So I'm saying in the case of Reish Galus, that's where he went to that.
I can't answer that question. I don't know. But there's a Gemara of Osai, which is important. Rambam says over here, you first give him Musa B'Seisa, right? That's what Rambam, we've read it, correct? Didn't I read it? You first B'Seisa, and then they don't listen. So where's that based upon? That's a Gemara, they call it a Gemara in Pesachim, Kuf Yud Gimel Amid Beis. Yeah, I got it to the middle of Arab Pesachim, we all skip from Arab Pesachim. Okay. See if I can find it. Rambam says as follows. Oh. What happened over here? I hate another Jew? Well, he did an iser. He did a bad thing. As if he should hate him. Discussion over here, when is that so? Gemara says only in limited cases. It's a complicated story. You're allowed to do it, not allowed to do it. The whole a big, big parish over here in Pesach. Bottom line is, it was a recent. I got to tell you this, I found this very amusing. Recently there was a particular pronouncement made by a particular individual, his first name was Rabbi, and it aroused a tremendous uproar. For those who know, I'm just going to give a reference to it, the pronouncement was put out, believe it or not, on Erev Tisha B'Av. People do other things. Erev Tisha B'Av, this particular rabbi, from a particular city, that at least one person in this room comes from that city, put in that pronouncement in Erev Tisha B'Av. Someone showed it to me in Erev Tisha B'Av. I was so upset that I Tisha B'Av and I schmooze with the Bachim in camp. I had no a choice but to take exception to this pronouncement. They look at me funny. All right, I'll give away a little bit. It was a person was going to take out a certain bracha from the text. A certain bracha printed in every single siddur that you have had is no more. This is immoral. That guy, Mamish, is letting steam out. Mamish. So, of course, since he put it on a, I don't know what you call it, rabbinical posting. I don't know how to do this, as you well know. So he was getting hit back by 10 rabbis who were going back at him. All of a sudden, the guy writes, it's against the Rambam. It's against the Chofetz Chaim. The Rambam says, you have to first give a Musar in private. Did you first give a Musar in private before you attack the statement? I was amused by that. Someone called me up and said, is it really true that the... Really, I kid you not, I got a phone call about it. Is it really true that first no one had a right to criticize a statement of this nature without first speaking to the individual who put out the statement? Yeah. I said differently. I said, whether they're not on the Mokum is certainly true, but even the Rambam sounds like you should first give the Musa privately. If you look carefully in the Rambam, that's a case where the misdeed was in private. A person makes a sin in private, a private misdeed. You're broadcasting it on the radio, telling the whole world about it. That's not right. First, give him a chance, give him a chance, speak to him in private. What if the person puts the thing out to the whole world, to 1,000 rabbis? I'm not publicizing what he did. He publicized what he did. I'm just responding to what he did. What does that have to do with the Rambam and the Chofetz Chaim? I couldn't understand the connection. I'm just venting a little bit because the rabbi then put out a different statement. They took down the first statement. Not that I agree with the second statement either, but it was a little bit more restrained. I'm just giving you an example. This din of this Hilchos Deis with this Rambam and the Sefer Chofetz Chaim that's quoted over here in this context was mentioned a few months ago. We just heard from Rabbi Miller Shlita. He said, "Kashem Yishem Yishem Nichnas Av Mematin B'Simcha." You heard what he said? Which was Mesmerish. "Kachmi Yishem Nichnas Adar Marim B'Simcha." And what did he say the bottom line of it was? Shkolim. Shkolim is from Binyan HaMikdash, as opposed to Churban HaMikdash. And therefore the real bottom line was, you have to be in Seder at 9 o'clock. Not at 9:30. Not at 9:15. Not at 9:05. I have to say that I'm not always able to do it myself. I try. I usually try to come to the building before 9 o'clock, but some of the people hold me up. They trap me. They catch me going in, catch me in the office. Phone rings. I have certain responsibilities which you as Talmidim don't have. So, but still, I really should do better. But I took the Mitzvah from Rabbi Miller very seriously. I try to somehow overcome the obstacle course that I sometimes run into at 9 o'clock, from getting from my car to the office to Beis Medrash. I must tell you that in the old years when they first opened the building, it's now a third year in the building. When they first opened the building, I used to come straight from the car, straight to Beis Medrash. I caught on the chair and I just went straight to learn. And then people complain, we can't get you, we need. I should go back to my old Mahal of Beis Medrash, I don't know. But I took Rabbi Willow's words very seriously. In any event, so we should, so from, you know, Adar and Av are opposite, quite a few months apart. And I just remember that particular maaseh from all those years ago. And the source for Mefarsim is the Gemara on Yuma Pei Vavim Beis. Someone does a bad thing, you Mefarsim him. But that's all if it wasn't Mefarsim himself. So then you first have to speak to him privately. But over here, he puts it in the public forum. Ad kan part one of today's shiur. This is the sugya of Tochach. We now turn to part two, the sugya of Sheker. An equally important sugya, Rabbi Osai, and for many of us, arguably, maybe even more important. We mentioned yesterday from the Magen Avraham, you're not permitted to lie, lahabo. only allowed to lie in these cases, these limited cases, if it's past tense. The question is, why should that be so? Why should that be so? So, I saw in this beautiful sefer, and I have to say that I am grateful to this sefer, Halichas Olam, for referring me to another sefer. He referred me to this sefer called Nivs Vasai by Rabbi Yabrov. Now, Rabbi Yabrov is a very famous author, and we've read his, I'm tremendously indebted to him for his amazing svarim called Divrei Sofrim on a number of critical topics. This past summer, we're learning in Morashah, we're learning in Hosam Melis. I'm using Divrei Sofrim all the time. Amazing sefer. He has on Avelis, he has on Yichud, he has on Ribbis, he has on Bishul B'Shabbos. He's a tremendous machaber. And I said to you my opening line today, I think it's not right to treat the Isser of Sheker with any less Iyun than the Isser of Ribbis, or the Isser of Bishul B'Shabbos, or the Isser of Avelis. And I resolved the Neda to go through this. I never heard of it. Until I saw quite, I said, no, honestly, I've never heard the same existed. It's 10 years old, and I'm honest, I don't know what the Svarma. He goes with the Iyun and Rav, Kedaka Bakodesh. That's how he always does things. And I feel it's important that we see what he has to say. But before we see what he has to say, I feel it's as Akaras Atov to this author, Bal Halichas Olam, let's know what he has to say first. Halichas Olam. And we'll come to see that even more Be'iyun and the same Nivs Vasai. Okay. I mentioned to you that the question, where's Midrash Sheker Tirchak apply? I thought it only applies in Bezdin, based on Double Lamed Mei and Yano. Right? The pasuk before talks about Shochad, or the Tupsukim afterwards, and the pasuk before Vinoki Metalik Altaro. It's all about those things. It's all about Dayanim. That's what I thought. Stamp to lie is a good thing. It's terrible to lie. It's terrible. It's based on Pesukim in the Novi. One of the Pesukim is, I told you from the Haftorah, from open up the Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Samach Gimel, we should have seen this, we sort of glossed it over, Rabbi Osai. One of the Agadot is about marriage. We just ran out of time on a Thursday once, we never got back to it. My fault. But the Gemara has its follows. Amazing. Rabbi Osai, listen to this. It's an amazing story. Rav lists 8 lines. 7 lines. On Samachim. Have a mitzar li divisu. His wife always gave him grief. What's that? Ki amala avidili talchufi. He said to his wife, do you mind, honey, make me what he calls over here a nizir adashim of the targum is tafshal talchufim, lentil soup. Avdale chimtzi. What is chimtzi? Min kitness. He made him a different kind of soup. So we'll say it in our language. I asked for vegetable soup, she makes onion soup. I asked for onion soup, she makes vegetable soup. What a great wife. Come to Purim. I say, that's fakert. Everything's been a half of them. Okay? Good. Weiter. After the chimtzi, I asked Al-Khufi and chimtzi. Chimtzi, Avle Talchufi. Ki Godel Chia Berei, Chia Rav's son got a little bit holy, so what's going on? Apichla. Ooh, he pulled the fast one. The mother wants, the father said he wants vegetable soup. So he told the mother he wants onion soup. She made vegetable soup. Okay? Amalei, he alalach imech. What happened to mommy? She didn't do the regular thing. So he confessed to his father. Amalei, I know the ka'apchinalei. I switched the, she should switch it back to what you really want. Amalei, hide the ka'armi inshi, the napi binach, tamach, tama malpach, at lo sabadachi. You have no right to do it. You have absolutely no right to do it. So Rashi explains, pamim sha'ben machim es aviv, ani hoyali lasosken. I could have done it myself. But you don't do it. Why? You can't do it. Shenemar, you're quoting me. The pasuk says in pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, last line here, Limdu l'shonam daber sheker have nilu. Because if he, Rav, would have said it, I'm not sure if it would have been a lie by him. You're quoting me falsely. For me to say it, why wouldn't it be a lie if he would say it? For Rav to say, I want lentil soup when I want vegetable soup, that why would that be a lie? I said, I don't know. But for Sam Chia, would be certainly be a lie. You see here, they quote a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. They quote a pasuk in Chumash with Vashekat Tircha. The Pashta Vashekat Tircha is limited. Pashtas, we'll see soon, to cases of Bezdin and money, you know, that kind of stuff. Okay, that's what I thought. We'll see soon. Well, who else thinks that way? Oh. So then why can't you, according to some authorities, the Magen Avraham, Sefer Chassidim, lie in matters which relate to the future? Why? So I thought Pshat was, because that's going to be Ve'ar L'Chaveiro. That more resembles, what I'm saying, future resembles more to Bezdin. I say, I'm going to do this, and I won't do it. Things that are halacha l'maaseh relevant to the future, present to the future, then it's more comparable to Bezdin, so you shouldn't do it, as opposed to past tense. That's what I thought, although we'll see soon, a new pshat. So sure enough, as I read to you yesterday at the end of the shiur, the Uraim. Did I read it in shiur, or I just told you in shiur? I don't think I read it to you. The Uraim is such an important rishon. The Uraim is in Simon Reish Lamed Hey. We spent time in the Uraim in Luther Shushogan, the correct text, the incorrect text. The last one in this book, what's called Vayam Aleph, is Reish Lamed Hey. Midvar Sheker Tirchok. Okay? What is Sheker? Sheyucha Lovo Shikro Lede Hezek. My Sheker can damage you. With the whole slew of Gemara's and Shua's and Aflamen and Mebeis. Well, Dayan shouldn't favor one party over the other. Or to put someone in front of him who's not going to ruin the Din Torah. Or Talmud who can make the Din Torah better. Or you know for a fact that it's a false Din. You shouldn't go along with the Rav Sheker Tirchok. All these things. And there are more there. V'chol yirei Hashem yitnu leiv l'srachek sh'yuch halav l'day roh. Avol sheker sheinibol l'day roh lo his hira Torah olav. The dover lomen men yano. My words. Boch shukivanti. Dover lomen men yano. Sheberosha rala brias akosim adaba. The Rav Sheker Tirchok v'nochi v'tzadik al taro. Kilowatzik Russia talks here about Shochad. Problem is against the Gemara. Ksubas Yudzayin. Who learned Ksubas here? What is saying Ksubas Yudzayin? A kala is ugly. Mechila mikvoda. We said before, it's a mir she'eno matzui. Right? Benosis Yisrael no saying before she Gemara. But this one is Haladeus. You know, I mean, she managed to break the. She's a for the mir miuta de miuta. Oh. So what do you dance from the Kala? The Basila says, Kala Nova Chasuda. It's by Shammai, you're in violation with Rav Sheker Tirchok. No. Who's this hurting? What was that? Okay. Says the Uraim is stuck. What was Rav Sheker Tirchok? Says the Uraim, Hahi Yeshboro Labrias Kalibri by Shammai. You know why? Shanire kigonev das habal. It looks like an Easter of Genevis das. What? Genevis das? What does Genevis das mean, Rabbi Osai? What does Genevis das? What do the words mean? Huh?
Tricking someone.
What are you tricking? You're saying Kalanova Chasuda. What are you tricking? The MBD is very firm. No? You know what I'm talking about? When I was a kid, they sang, everyone dead said Ketzer Merakta, the old Ketzer Merakta. The old thinking Ketzer Merakta. They still sing it once in a while. And it starts Ketzer Merakta. And this is Kal Nova Chasuda. And the newer ones also. MBD, you never guess those three words. MED's tape. Okay, to back on the Akala. And he goes, They don't say the word. He's afraid of Besham Hashita, perhaps. Besham. They took out the word Kala Vachasu. It's not in the Nigan. Go back to the tape and listen. It's not there. It's Choshu Besham Hashita. Baruch Hashem, your Kala is really not Vachasu. Really. Really. Baruch Hashem. But in any event, Gnevas Das. So apparently, if you're fooling him, you're saying that she's beautiful and she's not. So you're fooling him. Taz Beis Hillel Matar. Pasuk Hillel. Gnevas Das. It's a gum. I thought the pshat would be that there was an expression. If I say something, and come on, everyone knows what I really think. You're fooling yourself. Iu da'ati anafshe. The guy's been at 100 weddings. Every single wedding they call her a chasuda. So of course they're going to say, it's part of the script. Doesn't really mean she's beautiful. Are you want to think that she's beautiful? So fool yourself. That's good. So you're fooling yourself. What could be better? I'm not opening the name of Stas. He says, what his lashon is, near a kink on of Das Abba. The Mishama's mouth, it looks like, it's not really the name of Stas. It's once it's part of the statement, then the text, then it became no more Gnevas Das. Maybe, I'm just suggesting Pshat. This, I was mechavet to the Urayim, especially the line of, I'm so excited to see this line, of Dover HaLomid Minyon, it was mamish the words that I used. Baruch Shekivant. Yes, sir.
So what's the answer how Bisham used it? It's not actually...
So I think she answered that he didn't use the word Bezdin, he used the word Ra'al Abrius. Rashek HaTurach is only when what? If it's going to love the Hezek. Some kind of a Hezek, if it's going to be Daito, somebody's considered to be a Hezek. You're right, he didn't limit it completely. We'll see some others say it my way, with my formulation. That we'll see in a few minutes. Be patient. We're going slow. So now... Let us now go further, Rabosai, in analyzing what is considered to be a hezek. See, Paskin's over here, in this beautiful sefer, I give him tremendous hakaras and tov not only for what he says, but he gave me this reference to this next sefer, which we're going to spend more time on, it's Hashem, doing the sugas be'iyun rav, on page Kuf Yud Aleph, in the sefer, we're talking here about Sheker, he says, when is it mutl l'shanas, or mitzvah l'shanas, if there's no alternative, okay. Then he says, "Eino ele b'makom sh'ein bo shum tzad hefsed liachir." They're not causing anyone any hefsed. Avol miyesh tzad hefsed, you're causing someone else a loss. Then he throws in, "Va'afilu imyesh rak minias revach o gnevas das bi'alma." You're preventing someone from profiting or gnevas das. Beinem acha Yehudi or any Yehudi, but you are a guy, hakol asa. Loitir el sheker shenogei lachatcherim klal. Who said so? Who said so? You can't say without a source. Sharei tshuva ben Yona, os kuf pei aleph. Okay, here we have it here. Sharei tshuva ben Yona, os kuf pei aleph. Sharei shlishi, that's where we have all those many osios. Read it to you. He gives you what it's called over here. There are nine divisions within what's called Kat Shakorim, liars. Nine different groups. Nine. This is a guy, number four. Stop lies! Not hurting anybody. So on the one hand, it's less strict because he's not hurting anybody. On the other hand, his ownership is so great because he likes lying for no reason. He does it for no reason. Believe to Ellis. Quotes the pasuk in Mishlei, Yafiach k'zavim eid shaker. Pirish. Look at the verse, very important. Im tira adam ashi yafiach k'zavim b'sichas l'masidra hakta chaynik. Hot air. His hot air is full of lies. Teda ki sevieyu amida hazos of lying all the time. Lahoy sheker biyachiv mamish and a lie in Bezdin one day. says he likes lying. Can you imagine that? But is this Zehachelek lying without causing damage to somebody else? Hitiru l'kiyum mitzvah udrishas tova v'shalom. Whoa, our Gemara said what? What for what reason? For both sides. Samachem and Beis. When is the mutter to lie? How many reasons are given? For what cause? How many? No? How many?
Four.
I only saw one. Shalom, that's all it says. One? Shalom? So how do you know it's mutter to lie for the other two? He says, mutter l'shabeach ha-kalef ne'achos v'lomar shikalano v'chasudim. You know, it's not true. Which one is that? Is that mitzvah or drishas tova? How about that? Lying about the beauty of the kala. Is that a mitzvah? Or is it a drishas tova? Or is it both? How much of the word drishas tova really means? We'll see. Then it goes to Yavamis. Mutl l'shadav d'vresh shalom. What's our Gemara? And there are those who get things mixed up and they do things wrong, etc., etc. Adkan chelik dal. That's what we have. Okay. This chelik means the chelik which is not causing damage to somebody else. Where in heaven's name did the Baal Halichas Olam get that it's a prohibition even if it is preventing a prophet? He quotes over chelik hachi, the ninth and final. Okay, they're not going to stop lying, but they will switch things around when they're not causing someone a hefsid. But they'll have some enjoyment from it. You know, they gain no money from it. That's also pasuk. What's the pasuk? Limdu l'shonam daber sheker. We saw that pasuk in the Yevamos Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Very nice. Where do you find the other thing that he said? You're not even allowed to lie, even if it's not causing a damage, you're preventing it from a prophet. If it's Gnei Vastas, Gnei Vastas is separate issue. But preventing a prophet? Where did it say that? Where did it say that? And then he goes further than that. I feel him rakmonea rebach migoy. Oh, go nevdato. I'm not the Kabbal. Go nevdato to Mefurash Gemara. Machulin. Also, lignov das abrias afilu goyim. That I agree with. He's 100% right. Mefurash Gemara. And if he says it's us even for Dakar Shalom, I can understand it. But, Menias Arevach, where'd that come from? I don't see any source. And here you'll say there is a source. Why is it applied to a Nachri? Most of these things don't apply to Nachri. Gneva's Das doesn't apply. You know why it applies to Nachri? You know what applies? Because Gneva's Das, as we see, so this may explain this sheet over here too, it's primarily an Easter of Midos. It's primarily an Easter of Midos. So then we say it applies even with respect to a Goy. It's like Gneva's Mammon applies to a Goy equally as to a Jew. Lo Tignobu means the same as a Jew or Goy, the same thing. The second half of the pasuk talks about the Yisrael Shua Sheker. That's limited to Amiso. But the Yisrael Geneva, that applies to Goyim as well. That's pushed out in the Rambam Milchus Geneva at the very beginning. It applies to Geneva's Das as well. But over here, Menias HaRevach of a Goy, I don't know where he got it from, offhand. I'm not sure where he got it from. Oh. I have to say one more thing, Rabbi Osai. I apologize for flitting back and forth. But I said I would quote him in this beautiful Sefer. I forgot there was one more thing I wanted to quote that he said with respect to Tochach. I apologize. I'm skipping away from back to Kufyat Aleph, 20 pages, back to page Sadi Beis. I'm sorry for going a little out of order. But say, oh, my Karas HaTov. This is the beginning of Hilchos Tochach. He writes over here, Rav Chaim Volozhiner said, Chaim Volozhiner, father of the yeshivas. Okay? Lashon Rak Aram says Likuva. Vorm Koshim Ein Nishmoy. Im Ein Tivo Bishum Ofel Adabe Rakos. Potu Milochiach. Chaim Volozhiner. Keser Rosh Simen Kuf Mem Gim. Says Rabbi Ehrman, Potu doesn't mean you're Potu Milochiach Mitzvah. You should try to teach yourself to speak softly. Kavon is, as long as you haven't taught yourself that, you're an honest. The mitzvah to be the daber benachas of lashon racha. You can't do it. You're an honest. You have no answer. You took an apple. You didn't do anything. So mechich lashon kasher. He didn't do anything. Therefore, it's even worse. Because it was hisal of chet. That's right. Honest. Not that it's potter, really. Honest. That's its first important comment. Explaining Rav Chaim Voloshin's remark. I think it's completely correct. Completely correct. Okay. Then he says, Rabbi Osai, I told you before about Hinei Rov Bnei Adam Mispaishim Ktsas. Next line on page Sadi Beis. Shomulem Shachotu. Nonetheless, the Mitzvah derives the Gifto Chacha. We gotta say it. Oven Shi Yismayr Abusha. Lo Shi Yisrab Abusha. So you gotta get the right person to give the Musar, private, etc., 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 etc. That's very, very important. And if you can't do that, you really are afraid of Chalila V'chas, when Erech and Dafta Zayin, and all of his man is there, you can't do it. You're afraid they're going to give him too much Musar. That's the problem. You can make him embarrassed too much. Too much. Oh. We had the Rambam we mentioned before of Osai. Halach, that Rambam we spoke about, they give him punishment, you pull his hair out, etc., etc. Who's it going on, Rabbi Osai? It's going on Beis Din or somebody else who is, he puts it over here, Biyodo Lanosh. Someone who has the ability to punish. Rabbi Osai, nowadays, nobody has the ability to pull his hair out. He'll take you to court and he'll pull the cops, you go to jail. Cherem, we don't do that either. And the following Shiloh. If I have the ability to do the other things, not a full cherem, but some kind of a harchokas, I'll stay away from a person, am I required to do so? If I have an ability to do so, it's going to make an impact on the fellow. Could be that I'm required to do. But I'm telling you, don't pull anybody's hair out, don't try to put them into cherem. Okay, I'm just letting you know that notwithstanding what it says in the Rambam, and all the other sources, we don't do this in anyone nowadays. Ad kan, with this say. Now we come back to, as I said before, this beautiful sefer called the Nivs for Sayin. Care about Simon TV, a few of his highlights. He also quotes the Urayim on the very first page of the Sefer. The Sefer is not a short Sefer. It's all about one thing, about Sheka. How big could it be already? Well, I'll tell you how big it is. It starts on page Aleph and goes to page Kuf Lamed Vav. It's 136 pages. Wait! It starts all over again. Second highlight. Starts again on page Aleph and goes for another. Forty-seven pages, and it's mostly small print. So that means he has over here. We add it up; it's over 180 pages, all about one little thing called Shek. I can't promise to tell you everything he says in all 180 pages, but in low option side, but we have to learn some of the things he says. Rabbi said this is as important, if not more important, the things we learned in the, as I said before, in the previous shiur. It's very, very important. So let's give you some highlights of what he says. On the opening page, he quotes the same Urayim that we quoted before. But then he has the following line. Amazing. His own pshat in the Urayim. His pshat in the Urayim is based on Targum Unkelus. With Varshaka Tucha. Mi piskama de shikra hevei rachik. Emphasis on the word hevei. Be far away from Sheka. Doesn't mean mit Varshaka tisrachik. Which means it's a difference in Hebrew, Latin, modern Hebrew. Tisrachek or Tierachok. It's the din of the Gavra. Right? Yotzimi libo midas ha-sheker. V'yachas b'libo midas ha-emes. Through which you'll be rochok l'shaker. Not that you don't speak lies. Should be truthful internally. We'll see where that comes from. He writes, the Achronim learn Pshat in the Urayim. That there's no raw to somebody else to know he said the right. So I think he's wrong. How do you learn Pshat in the Urayim? A new Pshat, Rabbosai. There's an Easter of Tirchok. It would say, Midvar Sheker, Timona. This is my own would-be word in the Chumash. Timona. Then, if you didn't hurt somebody else, you would be in full compliance. But mivasheket tirchok tevei rachik means you have to stop lying in any which case. Because if you lie in one case, you'll come to do the other case. We just saw that before, right? I read it to you before in Rabbeinu Yonah, Based on the pasuk in Mishlei, you start hacking a child with lies in hot air. Next thing you know, you're lying bezdin. That's how this shot in the Iranian. It's a derisive of a lie, even if it's meaningless. Lest you lie where it's meaningful. That's how this shot. Aye, what do you do with our Gemara? What's wrong with our Gemara? This did it. Amazing. He wants to know, why may you lie in the Hashalom? If you learn like way I wanted to learn, that there's lies over here and I'm not causing anybody any harm, no Issa Daraisa, Issa Midas. Okay, I told you yesterday, the Mid of Shalom is more important than the Mid of Emes. If you also really Issa Daraisa, how you matter it? Look what he says, something incredible. This is in Klal Beis, it's page Chav Gim, opening page of Klal Beis. He writes like this. Mashitira Torah the Shalom Me Hashalom ain't the beginning of the Chuya the Shalom Doch Yisrael Shekels way I learned Shai yesterday. No, I'm wrong. El the Bechiyah Gav the Lekha Klal Yisrael Shekel. Why? Look at the amazing Kiddush. The Yisrael Shekel ain't a Dibur Atzma Asur Rak Techunas HaShekel Hish HaAsura. What's a Techuna? A trait. A Midah. Sha'adam tzarach lios amiti b'mahusa v'lo shakot, as he said back on the first page. Final daf, kasher adam mishakot mishum sherotzu l'shakot. Aval kasher mitchunas nafshahu mo'ez b'shakot. Rak shemuchruch l'shakot l'tzarach ha'shalom v'zeh leka yisr shakot. Look at that. So when they say that he's only long as he has no choice, it's mutter because it was always in the first place. He quotes the me'am lo'ez on that pasuk of Mishpatim. Look what he says. Me'daka shalom mutter l'shanos. Kevan shekavanoso laharchi kariv ve'ein ha'omer kein lipnei sherotzu l'shaker. Rabosai, if I eat pig because I want to gain weight, lose weight, not because I want a pig, still eats the rice. He says, no. I have to want to say the lie because I create myself a trait of lying. That's the Avera. Wow. Go to Tshuvas Ramon, Simon Yud Aleph, who says, no, it's Techuya, it's not Hutra. He quotes the Gemara in Yavamas and says it's false. L'madnu mikan, the mutl l'shanas b'nei ha-shalom, hu mutl l'avor, amid v'ashekat tircha. Number one is Vashek Ashtirchuk B'Pshuto, even in cases which are not going to hurt somebody, B'Pshuto, against the Iranian. And number two, there is an Avera, even there, Shalom. The Gamdocha Shalom, Lo Sase Shebetorah Shu Lo Sas M'Ken Hashem Elokeche, Rabosai, to make Shalom between man and wife, you're going to erase Hashem's name, Mei Soto. He learned Shalom is unique, as the opportunity for being Docha in Avera. Not like his fancy pshat based on the Me'am Lo'ez, that is Hutra. It's amazing, Ma'am Makovic said, I never would have known all these things. Okay, Rav Osei, very, 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 very important. Very important. So now, Rav Osei, Rabbi Miyona says, Shalom is Mutter. Shalom Drishas Tova. Presumably, according to his understanding, that's Kesim Maklas Ne'akal Kalda Vasu, that's Drishas Tova. But he gave no source for mitzvah. Had Rabbi Yonah know, mutter to lie for mitzvah. So I might have said, the mitzvah is Simchas Chosav Kala. Then what does Drishas Tova mean? Who wants to translate Drishas Tova? The pursuit of the good? Sounds like a pretty amorphous. But he assumes that Drishas Tova is Kala Vachasuda, and he has stuck with the source for mitzvah. Of course, if I say that Kala Vachasuda is a mitzvah, simple source of a Kala, then I get stuck with Drishas Tova. Because Rabbi Elion did say three things. It's a problem, Rabbi Elion. What's the source in these? Let's look at it again. I'll read it one more time. But it is a bit of a problem. We'll see he has a very, very wild answer to the problem. But before I tell you his wild answer, let's see if the question is really a question. He says as follows. Hitiru L'kiyum mitzvah udrishas tova v'shalom. And he quotes shalom at the end. And the first source is Kesa Merakli. And again, it's a wonderment. What does it mean? Mitzvah udrishas tova v'shalom. Are there three separate things? I just don't know. He understands that drishas tova v'shalom have a source and mitzvah has no source. How can it be? It's an amazing pshat. His pshat is, the source for shalom, Rabbi Osai, is in our Gemara, the story of Yosef and Yaakov with the brothers. The story for mitzvah is the previous Gemara. Excuse me, the next Gemara. Vayom Shmuel Eilech v'shama shalom aragoni. What's the context? Shmuel was going to anoint David as the melech. Shalom kill me. What was that? Tell him, tell him you're going to the green bracket of a carbon. What was that for? That's for a mitzvah. The mitzvah found by Hashem and then anointing David. That's the source he suggests. Ira Ben Yonah didn't quote the Pasuk of Shmuel. He meant it because he quoted a part of Al Gemara. Okay. I'm not saying his pshat is wrong. I don't know if I have a better pshat. That's this interesting, fascinating idea. And this wonderful sefer, it's in Chelik Beis, Rebbe Osai, you can look it up, Simin Yud Gimel. And then he says as follows. Every mitzvah, Rebbe Osai, catch this, sounds almost like, I wouldn't know who's writing it. I never had a chance to speak to this man. I actually put eyes on him once. It was Sukkos. Sukkos, I was in Eretz Yisrael a year and a half ago for a bris. And in the Chol HaMoed, my last day, Rabbi Yoshua was going to come to Mincha, as a Kinnus Torah, I took my son-in-law, and I said, I asked someone, who are those rabbis sitting in the front? When there were people speaking. That's Rabbi Yaakov. My Rebbe. He saw all these beautiful svarim. I couldn't say, I couldn't go over to him. I had to run out before Rabbi Yoshua came with a crush of humanity. It was just impossible. Yeah. Anyway, so he says, this is Rav Yosha's shtibul there at Meir Sharim. I would have thought he's not from Meir Sharim. I think he lives in where? Ezra's Torah? He can't give his address here. Ezra's Torah. According to my son, Ezra's Torah is from the Meir Sharim, man for man. Meir Sharim still has pockets of interesting other people.
That's the
most intense. I would have thought it's coming from some reform sources. That's what I thought. He says, all mitzvahs in the Torah are included in Shalom. This sounds so new age. Because of Pasuk. Yeah. Rechea darchei Noah. V'chol nesivo seash Shalom. This is not much new age. You know who he quotes it from? The Drisha. Not Drisha. The Drisha. By the author of the Sma. Who wrote it in Choshen Mishpat at the end of Simon Reish Samach Beis? I looked it up. It's on my desk. You can take it down. I left it there for you to look up. It says there are three things that Talmud Chacham is allowed to lie for. Remember the three things? Sechta, Puria, and Shpiza. Thank you. So the question becomes, what about Darkei Shalom? Why is that? So the Riff answered, that's Mutter, and this is Mitzvah. That's the Riff from the Sechta Bava Metzia and Perek Ela Metzias. Tosfos has a different shot. Why does Tosfos have a different pshat? He suggests that Tosfos holds that it's always a mitzvah, not a rishus. Ram says over there it's a rishus, like the Rif. Because Rashi HaKodesh, sounds like it's saying it's not just a rishus, it's a mitzvah. So if here a mitzvah, there a mitzvah, so why out of three there and then one here, why isn't this one included in those three? How do you know it's a mitzvah? Rashi has one word. One word. They asked him, called Rashi Masechta, do you notice Masechta? The answer is yes. He should say no. Yom al olav. Umidas anavu. Not you may, you should. You should. So then the Riff's answer is not going to work. So he calls Tosfos, gives an answer. Why isn't Darkei Shalom over here? Explains why. Shemdahani Nami, these three are also Mishem Darkei Shalom. Also part of Darkei Shalom. We give him Yosef Achayim Lachin Nakar Hani. What does it do with Darkei Shalom? Anova Snius, whatever else. So the Drisha says, because all the mitzvahs in the world are all part of Shalom. Because it's so new age. But the Drisha, it's true, I looked it up, I didn't believe it. Look it up, it's there. Look at Sivkot Chafal, the last Drisha in Choshen Mishmet Simen, Reish Samach Beis. You'll see it, it's there. Okay? The question becomes, as I said to you before, I suggest that the issur is only an issur if you're causing someone a damage, not if you're preventing him from having a profit. I didn't understand where the halicha osolam got it from, so I chanced upon here in Simon Yud Beis in this beautiful sefer. This is in the back. Klalim are in the front, with the Urim and Chidushim, and Simanim are in the back. So Klal, in Simon Yud Beis, Sivkot and Gimel, and somebody came and made ink marked it up. Someone was throwing this pen on this page. I don't know who. Someone took it out before me. A few people took it out before me. This is a book. This is 10 years old. It's been hanging out since 2002. Okay, I'm the first one to take it out since 2010. Oh, good thing I'm Baruch Hashem. This is wonderful Sefer being taken out. Okay, very good. It says over here like this. Look what he writes. It's in Yud Beis, Os Gimel. He says something which is quite remarkable. Im atoeles vareva hukidin. Komisha mishaker kedei shiilo parnasa kedin. Be'ofen. She'ein bo hefsel nezulaso. No one else loses. V'lo ganeves das. Not fooling anybody. Kevin shemutter v'tzor l'shal b'parnas b'shul parnas aso. Yishlomar demutter af ayadei sheker. Yem yachol b'vofen acher. He quotes the Torah and the Ramah. Simen shkosh mishpat simen shin mehem ches siv beis. Talking about tos akum. Even the hatos akam in certain limited cases. Wow. I gnevas das is usher. Not every sheker is gnevas das. Because it's a special kind of a din. I lead you to believe that I'm doing you some kind of a favor. That's called gnevas das. Pashup shot in the Gemara. I didn't come for you, I came for somebody else. It's quite remarkable. But this, we're just beginning. We're going to see some other. But then he throws in a disclaimer. Someone who's a shakwa in general, he quotes in Klal Bey Sifyut Ches, someone who's unfortunately a shakwa has no right to rely upon our Gemara of Mutl L'Shaz and Ne'ashalom or any other Toelis. Why not? Because it's like the pendulum, the Rambam's pendulum. If you're a liar, you can go to the other extreme. And don't even lie when it's Mutl for other people with Ne'ashalom. So he writes in the bottom, most of the liars said that we can't rely upon the Agavar B'chal. What? That's what's written over here. You look it up. It's page Lamed in the back. Oh. Now, he says something remarkable. The Ramah said, Rabbi Osai, that, as I read you before, it's Tuchuyim. Right? That Shalom is Doche. Shalom is Doche. The same as it's Doche erasing Hashem's name. So it's also Doche. He writes over here in a comment on page Lamed Beis. According to the Ramah, why is it that it's mutter to lie in our sugya? So he said he gave a quote to his own pshat. They could do it there, shalom. It's not chuya, it's hutra. It's hutra. So you're not a liar, you're just doing it because there's no alternative. What about according to the Ramah that it's chuya? That's Tchuya. So no, what's the difference if it costs somebody, it doesn't cost anybody? Ela shebemes nira poshut. The gamla ramah sheker shegorim l'ra l'acher lohut l'bnei ha-sholom. How do you know? That the poshut she'ein ha-vera sheminam l'chaveru nidchis l'bnei shum mitzvah. It's poshut that way. You can't dvidoch ha-vera sheminam l'chaveru for any mitzvah. So therefore, the Ramah says Rabbi Osai, that Shalom is Doche, but it's obviously he agrees with Rabbi Niona, it's limited to a case where it's not causing anybody any damage. So he writes the following line, that's the case, you see clearly from the Ramah, that Midrash Sheker Tircha is referring to a Sheker which does not cause damage. Because if it causes damage, then it's also the Ne'er Shalom. The Ramah said it's mutter to be over with Midrash Sheker Tircha, the Ne'er Shalom. If he meant that the Mi'am Lo'ez, you're not over it, there is no Midrash Sheker Tircha. The only way to get out of this riot, if you ask me, is he's conflating a mitzvah and Shalom. Maybe it's not true what he says. Shemitzvah, yes, but Shalom, maybe is different. Shalom is a unique category, over and above Stalem Mitzvah. That's what I want to suggest, to possibly deflect this proof. Possibly. Oh. What we haven't yet done is discuss, Rav Osai, the difference between, I never got to finish it, between a past lie and a present or future lie. I thought the future lie was going to hurt somebody. He quotes a different shot. And I'm going to quote you Rav Chaim Kanievsky, which is exactly what I said. Midrash Sheker Tircha is limited to Bezdin. And other Inyanim of MS and Sheker, the tomorrow Shia. Okay. Tomorrow Shia is the... Tomorrow is the... tomorrow